Well, hello and welcome to Local Matters. Our guest today is Jerry Boyd, the Director of Schools for Putnam County. Jerry, glad to have you with us again.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're talking obviously about education matters when we get you on this show, so we've got a lot to talk about. You closed out the school year in May. I know it technically never closes, but the students went home anyway, so how'd you feel about this last year? What were some of the successes and some of the opportunities for improvement?
Well, it's certainly, you know, a lot of successes, usually a lot more successes than the challenges that we have. You know, overall, I think our continued work, we really had last several years a strong focus on foundational literacy skills in early grades, and our teachers are continuing to push hard and expect a lot out of their students and themselves, and we're beginning to see some good improvement as far as student outcomes in early literacy skills, which we believe that'll carry forward as they move up through the grade levels. We certainly need that to happen, and I have confidence it will. You know, one of the districts across the state leading some work around personalized learning. A lot of times that's associated with technology, but really our definition in Putnam County is just meeting the students where they're at and not lower our expectations to those students, but find ways to meet those individual needs to raise the expectation and raise their skill level, move them forward. So our teachers are leading that work. Our elementary and middle school teachers, most recently the last 2 years, have been working hard on implementing strategies and strengthening their skills. And then we're moving into the high school grades next year. So I can, you know, look forward to seeing that work.
It'll be exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. I probably said it too many times. But, you know, as a former high school principal and as I've been around and exposed to the earlier grades more and the instruction that happens in say, for example, kindergarten, I really am serious when I say I really would like to see high school classrooms look more like kindergarten classrooms, where there's learning centers and exploration and you know, and some group work and whole group, small group, and individual work. And we're seeing some of that. I just would like to see more of that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Students enjoy interacting with each other, and at least at a university, they don't like listening to big lectures all the time. So
sure,
if we can get them engaged like they do in kindergarten,
right,
that's a good thing.
Yes.
Doesn't mean we're at the kindergarten level, but
yeah, that's what the way it looks. Of course, they need to be doing the challenging things they need to be doing in high school, but just how they interact and in the business world, a lot of the models now, as they work on teams and projects together, I mean, in the private sector, it looks more like that. So we certainly want to mirror what they will be doing when they leave our high schools and our colleges.
Yeah, that's good career-ready training.
Right.
And good college-ready training. So whichever way they go, that's good for them to get like that. Well, what else from last year? Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we continue just to see great spots as we have chances to walk through our schools. It's, you know, focus on relationships. You know, it doesn't matter the materials. It doesn't matter the technology and the equipment you have. But, you know, the primary focus needs to be establishing strong relationships so that we can challenge students and they feel comfortable taking risk. And we want them to. I mean, they have to experience failure, and the best place for them to do that is in the supportive environment of their classroom, and we just have to continue to encourage them to take ambitious risks as far as their learning is concerned, and know that it's okay if you fall short. It's how you respond to that, and we have to continue to build that mindset.
I think that's a really important point for students and for parents too to remember is, you know, I always told my students that even in graduate school that we all learned how to ride a bicycle more from having the wrecks on that bicycle than we did from studying a manual about riding a bicycle.
Right.
So I think there's failure is an important teacher, and challenges sometimes are the best way to move forward and get some new learning. Well, you're obviously, in your position as director of schools, you're you're always looking out into the future. So we've got another school year coming up here fairly soon now. And how's that year shaping up?
Well, it's upon us. It is still the end of June, but we'll turn around and it'll be time to start school. And then the end of July will be here before we know it. And it's looking good. I mean, we're still in the process of trying to finalize the funding piece, the budget, and working with our elected officials at the county commission level. And we realize the resources are finite. And we have to, and we have a lot of needs in Putnam County, and we're just a part of that. But, you know, my role is to identify those priorities and advocate for them, and with the students in the center of that. So, you know, we're going to continue to do that. And the outcome, whatever it is, we'll make the best of it and continue to move forward. But the years upon us, you know, one success looking back, and it's not that big of a success to me, but you know, it should be expected. We did get through our state assessment this year without issues. There's always issues, but without the major issues that seem to capture the media
so much.
That's
been an ongoing problem statewide, hadn't it?
Yeah, and you know, in the psyche of educators and students and families, it's been, you know, it's too much attention been put on it, and it was just good to kind of move forward, do the normal, and just move on. And so we expect that to maybe be the new normal, that we don't make so much of the assessments. It's just that time of the year, and we demonstrate, our students demonstrate what they've learned, and we just move on and look forward to that. And I'm sure next year will be no different.
I would expect so. We're talking to Jerry Boyd, the director of schools for Putnam County, and this is Local Matters. Jerry, you mentioned budgets, and you mentioned hearings. I know, reading the papers, that those hearings are going on. So what's your feeling about the budget at this point, and what are some of the challenges that every year you have challenges? So what do you see coming at us now in Putnam County?
Well, the major challenge is we have identified needs and priorities, and there's a significant gap between our available funding or revenue and then what our spending plan is. That's, you know, the budget's actually a spending plan. It's a prioritized spending plan. And, you know, we have a big gap between how much money we have and how much money we believe we need to make the progress that we feel like is important for our students. So, you know, those continue to be tough conversations, and probably more so about us having to make those difficult decisions about what programs we can't either continue or we can't elevate to a level we need to, you know, what kinds of resources that we need but we won't be able to secure, and then how we're going to manage in a growing school system. Thankfully, we don't grow at a pace, or we're not currently growing at a pace that our neighbors to the west of us in Rutherford County and Williamson County, Wilson County. But, you know, it is, for us, it's continued and just steady growth. And we have that challenge that we face every year with that growth. So, but, you know, like I said, it is what we make of it, and we'll keep the priorities in front of us. And as we make decisions, we'll lean into our core values, which are, you know, we certainly believe that students should be at the center of our decisions. We believe that we need talented and strong educators in every classroom, and we need to support those educators with just training and just moral support and resources. Those would be the top priorities as we make the tough decisions. Programs are important. We feel like anything that we look at, we try to make sure it's going to meet our needs. But, you know, people are more important than programs, even though sometimes it is a little painful when we don't have all of the resources that we want.
Amen.
And that we believe will make a difference. But we know if we have the right people in the right place, we can make up for some challenges. And, you know, at some point, though, we have to, when thinking about our people, we ask a lot of them. And it seems like every year we ask more and more of them. And there is a point where we've got to find a way to enable them to do their job and have all of the supports they need. And we're going to continue to keep that conversation going.
Well, good. Well, you've mentioned these talented and strong educators, and we've got some great folks here in Putnam County Schools. Certainly, Lindsay Spain has had a great year and has been nominated for teacher. She won Teacher of the Year at her school.
Yeah.
And then for the county, and now mm-hmm. she's been nominated for a statewide
yeah.
competition.
Yeah, she's one of nine. So she, you know, they do the three regions, and they do the three grade levels, elementary, middle, and high school. And so Lindsay is representing us from the Upper Cumberland in that Middle Tennessee cohort. So, you know, it'd be exciting if she is selected. And they usually make that announcement in the fall. So we're behind Lindsay 100%. We feel like she certainly is a good representation, a great representation of our teachers and our school system and our community. So very excited for her, and we look forward to seeing that success. And regardless of the outcome, you know, her success is there and it will continue. She'll go to work every day and put her energy and love into her students and continue to do that. So, you know, it's a win-win for our community with Lindsay in the classroom.
Yeah, it really is. And congratulations, Lindsay. But thank you to all the teachers that that do such a great job here mm-hmm. in Putnam County. And you've got staff other than teachers, so there's a lot of other dedicated folks in the school system, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, those are our, I guess, if you want to use some sports analogies, our teachers are our franchise players, but there's a lot of people that support our teachers. That have just as, you know, just an equal importance as far as making things happen in the way they need to. And, you know, whether it's a principal that leads a school, but all the other people that are involved in education of our children, from our bus drivers to our school nutrition workers, our secretaries, you know, the list goes on, our maintenance workers. It takes a team, and we have a big team with 1,600 employees in our school system, but we serve, you know, next year we are anticipating serving, we should start the year with 11,750 students. That's pre-K
wow.
through 12. So, you know, it takes a large team to support the needs. And as the years have passed, the needs just seem to be greater and greater.
And that is amazing. You are so right, though, about some of the support staff. I can name my bus driver.
Right.
I don't think I can name all of my teachers. I can name a bunch of them, but I remember Miss Adkins.
Right.
So it's amazing. And that was not Putnam County. That was Brevard County, Florida. But they make an effect on you. They make an impact. There's no question. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Jerry Boyd, the director of Putnam County Schools, and we're going to take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Jerry Boyd, the director of schools for Putnam County. And Jerry, we talked about budgets a little bit and about resources for the year, but you also have to look strategically at big resource items like new school buildings and things. So what kind of projects have you got out in the future?
Well, the most immediate projects are the board is in the process of identifying an architectural firm that will work with them to address the next school, which right now it's been identified as a pre-K 4 elementary school in the southwest part of Putnam County. Looking back to last year, that was another accomplishment. The board was able to secure property in that area in preparations for the next step. So most immediately, their next step Thursday night at a board meeting, the next board meeting will be a short list development from the board. They've reviewed all the materials. They've received proposals from architectural firms, and individually, each one of them will propose their top three or four, and then they'll decide as a board which ones they will interview, and we're going to schedule those interviews in mid-July.
And so if they get that in, what is the rough timeline for when students will actually get off their school bus and enter that school building?
Well, there's a lot of other factors that go into that, but just in general, if all the stars aligned and we get an architectural firm in place and we begin the design process, we would hope that there'd be a three-year window where in 3 years from August we would have a new building. And the plan currently in that Southwest Elementary School is to essentially replace the older Parkview building. It's in the same – it's not in the same location, but as far as the enrollment zone, it's the same enrollment zone. It's just a little further south. That's the plan, and then the board would have to make a decision about what to do with that facility. At this time, there's a conversation on the side going on about potentially designing that pre-K forward that it might could be expanded in the future to include grades 5 through 8.
Wow.
If the property will support that. We did get a large piece of property, but, you know, there's some features on that property that it'd be too expensive to build on. So realistically, we certainly can fit a good size 600 enrollment elementary school, but to make it the type of middle school addition that we are accustomed to in Putnam County, it would be stretching the limits of that property.
But you've got some other schools in Putnam County that have that middle school and K-2 to 4
the
same location.
The families really really expressed a desire to to have that model. There are some challenges with that model. There's challenges with any model. You just make a plan and you make it work.
So what's your biggest worry for the upcoming year? Anything in particular that you're not staying awake at night about, but things that are on your mind?
Well, most immediately, getting through this budget process. I mean, we take it very seriously in our long-range planning as far as strategically what we believe needs to happen, and we certainly have to back up a lot. We never can make the progress that we want, but so that's top of mind right now, is getting through. I mean, some things I know that we're facing, we have built in some salary improvements that's going to be very, very difficult to hold on to for our faculty and staff.
And Nashville, Davidson County, others are having those same challenges.
Yeah, so, you know, that really is like I said, top of mind, and then most importantly, getting off to a great start. It's always so important to start the school year off as positive as you can, and everybody excited about being back at school, and just things falling in place. That start is very important, and that's always on the top of our mind at the beginning of the school year.
So I have a granddaughter who is moving to middle school this year, and she is pumped. She just said, I wish I could go back to school this week. And I thought, that doesn't sound like what I expected from you.
Yeah, but then those transition years are challenging for kids too. But our teachers and principals and the staff do a great job of helping them transition at those different grade levels from 4 to 5 and the big one from 8 to 9, 8th grade to 9th grade. But, you know, they realize they see people that they see familiar faces and familiar routines, and students are pretty resilient and they're pretty flexible. Usually the adults are much less flexible than the students.
yeah, we lose that as we get older, I think.
Yes, but the excitement is always the fun part of the beginning of the school year. It does come quickly, and sometimes that pace kind of results in some anxiety by adults because they're like, are we really ready for this school year? But we don't have a choice. I mean, ready or not, here it comes. And our folks, our team, they're always, you know, they're ready. They may have to make some adjustments on, you know, as the year gets rolling, but they do a great job.
Well, they do. And you've mentioned teams and other things a couple of times here in different settings, but sports is always a part as they get older in their schools. They relate to sports a lot, and I know you played sports both in high school and in college. And so, how important is the sports program to the overall school year?
Well, you know, I think to some it's extremely important, and to me it is. It just gives students an opportunity and an outlet. More importantly to me, based on my experience as a young person, you know, it teaches a lot of lessons about teamwork.
It really does.
And also overcoming adversity.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's where the value of youth sports are. Very few will go on and play at the next level and then after that go on and play at the highest level. But really the lessons that they learn just interacting and being a part of that whole process is invaluable. I mean, it's priceless.
The sense of competition and the understanding that there's competition all through your life.
Sure.
But there's also teams.
And thankfully, I mean, you know, athletics is not the only environment where they learn those lessons. I mean, we have a lot of performance arts. We have some high-quality art programs in our schools, and kids do amazing things. Our students do amazing things in all of those programs. So, but the important thing is, whether it's athletics or it's some performing arts program or another program, that they understand about the importance of working together and having common goals and achieving those goals.
Well, this is Local Matters. We're talking to Jerry Boyd, the Director of Schools for Putnam County. And Jerry, if you had a chance to talk to parents and students about the upcoming year, what kind of things would you mention to them? What kind of advice would you give parents especially about helping their child get ready for the next year?
Well, I mean, just support them. I mean, support them. And have high expectations of your children. I mean, they can do a lot more than we believe they can. And yes, if things get tough, all of us get a little bit afraid of that. But just be there and support them and provide that vision for them. That, you know, where do they want to be? And have those conversations with you. Even the young kids, you know, our younger students, they have goals, and we need to listen to them. And help them work those, you know, towards those goals. Whether it's their goal this year is to make certain grades, that's great. We need to support that. Their goal is, you know, read so many books. We certainly need to support that. Make new friends. So I think just supporting students and supporting the idea that we want them to take, you know, smart risks. And usually when it's around learning, the risk can be great, and they're going to be okay. We're going to be there, all of us as a team. And I go back to that word team, but our families are part of the team too.
Absolutely.
It's a community effort, and we're going to be there to both expect a lot out of our young people, but also we're going to be there to catch them. And unfortunately, there are some that do fall through the cracks, and we're continuing to try to find ways to not let that happen.
Well, and you mentioned team and family, and so during the summer, it's a time off for students, but especially, I guess, in elementary and middle school, there's still some things that can happen, aren't there? So mm-hmm. You mentioned literacy earlier, and mm-hmm. How important is reading to your kids or having them read to you?
Well, I think as a parent, and putting my parent hat on, and then even when I was younger, my parents reading to me had probably some of the greatest impact. It's more than just the words. It's the interaction. It's that bond that you build with that child. But it also builds knowledge. And really one of the biggest challenges of early students or pre-K students or kindergarten students coming in is the difference in experiences that they bring to the school. Some of our students don't have, you know, they weren't read to, and so they don't have the vocabulary. They don't have the exposure to ideas. They don't know how to ask questions. They don't, you know, so it's really important to just expose kids to those experiences, not just before school and not just during school, but the summer is a great opportunity. And as I go back to the relationship word, it's really the important thing about that interaction is just building those relationships. Knowledge is great, and being able to read is critically important, but building those relationships is probably at the top of the list.
Well, that's great. That's probably a good one to end on, is just how important the relationships are to the education of that student over time. We've been honored today to have Jerry Boyd, the Director of Schools for Putnam County, as our guest. And Jerry, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.